Objects conservator Kelly Rechtenwald walks up to a 2-foot-tall ancient horse sculpture and points out where a clay tassel was once attached before the Cincinnati Art Museum removed it.
So you can't even see where it was. It was right on the top of the forehead, attached sort of to the hair, the mane on either side.
Whether or not the horse should have had the tassel in the first place was the question. The museum and the University of Cincinnati Chemistry Department spent 2 years trying to decide. After all, authenticity is a big deal.
Our curator, Hume, noticed that there was a tassel on the forehead, and a lot of people were calling it a unicorn because it looked like this horn on top of the head, and that's very unusual for this type of statue to have a tassel on the forehead like that, not attached to a bridle or anything, just sort of right on the top.
So how do you solve a mystery that dates back to China's Tang Dynasty 1,300 years ago? You check in with UC chemistry professor Pietro Strobia to find out if the material making up the tassel matches the terracotta earthenware horse. Unfortunately, the horse isn't in the best shape. Before the museum added the sculpture to its collection in the late 90s, it was privately owned and fell off a table.
It was broken at least 2 times before the table damage, and repaired at least 2 times before that. So we have this history of damage, and Pietro said, we can figure this out for you. We can let you know what these are made of, if they're recent additions, or if they are in fact part of the same material that the horse body is made of.
Rechtenwald has a chemistry background herself. She and Strobia did a slew of tests and wrote a paper published in the journal Heritage Science.
You are an art lover.
Yeah, I grew up in Rome. And I guess in Rome, you are surrounded by art. And that's definitely something it's hard to miss just walking around Rome.
Before he could run a battery of molecular, chemical, and mineralogical tests, Strobia had to get samples that Rechtenwald collected. She took her time drilling into such an ancient artwork.
The drill hole for each of the samples that we took was so minuscule that I didn't even go in to repair them afterwards. They're still there. They're just so tiny that you can't see them at all. So the damage, that the risk there, was worth the reward for us.
Once Strobia got the samples, he went to work using Raman spectroscopy. A colleague in Italy ran X-ray powder diffraction tests and ionic chromatography.
It's a more invasive technique. What you do, you shine X-ray on your material, and then you look at how these X-ray are diffracted through the material, and that gives you information about the crystal structure of the material, and that can be very powerful.
In the end, he and his research partners determined the tassel was made of plaster, not terracotta, and was added later to the sculpture using animal glue. So the museum removed it and is keeping it in storage in case future more accurate tests prove differently. The Cincinnati Art Museum plans to continue collaborating with UC. The next mystery it wants to solve includes an object referred to as the magic mirror. You may remember WVXU reporting on it earlier this year. When placed in sunlight, the mirror seems to become transparent and projects a decorative Buddha design.
The mirror, just how it was made, what the surface looks like, doing some surface mapping there. So we don't have the details ironed out for what tests we're doing, but we're in talks and discussions for what we could possibly do or discover with testing.
UC Professor Strobia is now offering his chemistry expertise to other Midwest museums and maybe UC's own art collection. You can see the dancing horse in the museum's Galloping Through Dynasties exhibition through January 1st. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.